Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Wichita's number one talk. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Congratulations to John Ray here in Wichita. He was lucky caller number 5. Gets a copy of Daniel Leader's book, Living Bread, Tradition and Innovation in Artisan Bread Making. And, God, scratch and sniff. I just told Max I got to go to lunch after this and find some good bread. Good luck. Well, there's a few places you can go. Joining me now is Dr. Carrie Lesh. You've heard her talk before, and you know that she spent an inordinate amount of time in Spain. She did Basque studies out in Reno. She's an anthropologist, a linguistic kind of a gal. And more importantly, she liked wine from the Basque country. Carrie, welcome to the program.
How are you? Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
You know, I went to your Facebook page, and it said we weren't friends. And I thought we'd been friends on Facebook for a long time.
Oh, that is weird. I thought we were too.
I hope it's not a bogus page. Nope, there's a picture of you and your dad. It's not. I hope you call them and tell them you're going to be on.
I did. He's apparently out watching the pumpkin smashing with the planes there in Wichita.
Yeah, up at Benton. Let's jump into this. We don't have a lot of time, and I still got to stick another break in here. Carrie, first off, congratulations, Dr. Lesh.
Thanks.
How did your class go in Spain this year?
Well, we didn't actually get to run it. I didn't have quite enough people, but I did wind up teaching another course at the University of Nevada here in Reno about food and drink and cultural heritage. So that one was fun.
Well, I have a wine of the week. I imagine you being the organized gal that you are. You went and looked at my website. It's Honduraba Zuri. This one is a highly respected producer. This one got a Wine and Spirits 92, and that's unusual for generally what is considered an inexpensive wine from a little-known region with a grape that hardly anybody knows, much less to pronounce. While I get this out and pour it, tell us about the region Chocolí in Basque Country and the grapes they grow there.
Sure. Yes, I did a little bit of homework here in the morning hours before coming on here. And I think that one came from Sarauz, which is pretty much in the heart of Chocolí country in the Basque country. Sarauz is within the province of Guipúzcoa, very close to a town called Getaria. For those of you that do love your Chocolí, a lot of the time we get imports from two main, they're called DOs, or the Denominación de Orígenes, and Getariaco Chocolíña is one, Vizcaico Chocolíña is another, and then there's Arabaco Chocolíña also. So there's usually three main DOs that it comes from. What was interesting when I found out it was going to be this wine this morning, I don't know, and double check me on this guy since I'm not there in person. Do you see a little sticker on the wine bottle saying where it's coming from, if it is from a DO?
As you were thinking about saying that, I was looking and negative, zero.
So this bottle of wine that you're drinking, I actually do know it, and it has an interesting story for me. Chocolíña is a very traditional, very symbolic Basque wine. And it used to be made in and around the house, very locally out in rural, you know, farmsteads. And etymologically speaking, it's linked to etekoain, meaning enough for the house, is what a lot of people say, at least. Whether that's true and verified, I don't know. But this wine, Chacolí, is a very interesting wine because when I was over there doing my studies, I asked people to define it. And some people did so by the grapes. Some people did so by the place it was made. And so it was a very common thing made. But the DOs were just recently started in the late 80s and the early 90s. I don't believe that one belongs to a DO, but it is made very close to the winemaking regions and areas where the rest of Chacolí is. And I did have it when I was in San Sebastian and living there for a bit. They do serve it in the bars and restaurants there alongside the other wines that belong to the other DOs of Getaria.
Interesting. You know, and for folks that are not familiar with Basque country and the language, you are such a breath of fresh air to help us less educated pronounce. There's a lots of TXs and Ks, and they're pronounced differently. Thank you for doing that, though. I got to tell you something, Kara. I wish you were here. This is the perfect breakfast wine. It's still breakfast in your part of the country.
No, I wish I was there, too. You have more of that than I do at the moment in my house.
Oh, 11%, so it's low alcohol. It's got that beautiful, subtle fizz. It's not a sparkling wine by any stretch. And it's bone dry. I mean, this, you know, I never think of a cheese omelet and a ham slice as something that I'd pair wine with. But I would pair this wine with that. It's not made for a breakfast wine. I'm kind of being funny here, but it would work. This is such a, and you know, I feel bad, Kara, that I didn't do this in the spring, but we finally got a significant quantity on the shelf here in Wichita, and I thought, what a good time to do it, and what a good time to call you. What would you like to eat, or what would you like to do if you had some Chacolí, whether it be from Primo or some of the other great producers in Basque Country? What kind of food pairing?
Well, and that's one of the things that's interesting is Chacolí can actually be a white wine, a rosé, it can be red. So depending on what you feel like eating at the moment, I think it goes with a lot of different things. The high acidity point makes it really great for things that are a little bit more on the fatty side or are also very salty. They have a lot of pinchos, which are the little bites of food. Some people compare them to tapas also, if you've ever been to Spain. That have anchovies and olives and things that they go really well with naturally, I think. But I would eat it with a steak. I would eat it with, like you said, something cheesy, fatty even. So I think it's pretty versatile as a wine.
Oh, and just with a handful of Spanish almonds.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that would be
so
fine,
good.
Too.
This wine's cheap. It's inexpensive, you know, less than $12, especially if you buy it by the case. And it's just, you know, everybody harps on it if you do any online searching for Chacolí. And, folks, go to goodlifeguy.com. There's links, and you can see the spelling, and it's unusual. You know, it's a springtime wine. It's a summer wine. I don't know, man. I can do this any time of year, fire up the grill, do some burgers. What the heck? What a great aperitif. Just a fun wine to share. I think you could make a heck of a white wine sangria out of this. People in Basque Country would probably roll over and cry if I said that. But,
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like you said, what you're drinking is a little bit effervescent. It's not a bubbles per se, where it's like a champagne. But if you go to other provinces, for example, they're doing amazing things with the same grapes that you mentioned. So they're aging them on the lees. They're making them a lot more bottle worthy. They're reds, they're rosés, which we get a lot here in the United States, too. So they all aren't necessarily effervescent. Some of them are a lot more heavier body wise. Some of them are mixed with a few different other grape varietals from the region. So it's a pretty versatile wine. If you hear the word Chacolí or the wine, it can mean a few different things nowadays.
Yeah, what fun. Well, look, I got to hear more, though, about what you're up to. Obviously, you're teaching. Going back to Spain anytime soon?
I hope so. Yes, I have a program I'm offering for this summer. Towards the end of July, I believe it'll be. And in the meantime, I'm teaching classes here at UNR. I'll have a couple Basque culture classes. I'm teaching one online now, and we'll do so again in the summer at UNR.
Oh, well, good.
So I also got a new job working at a wine store, actually, here in Reno as well.
Oh, they're lucky to have you. Do they have some Basque wines, I would think?
They do. It was probably the first thing I asked, and they do. They have some.
Well, that's great. I had, early this morning when I posted stuff on Facebook, Cameron chimed in and said hi, and I thought, God, do I text Cameron and see if he's busy, or do I wait and wake you up? Worked out good.
Well, I was just barely awake. So, but Cameron would have provided a lot of information from the source itself over there in the Basque Country, too. He would have been great.
Well, we're going to Barcelona next month for a couple of days and then jumping on a 14-day repositioning cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
If I was smart, I would have gone to, I'd have started over in the northwest of Spain a week early. But I hate to be away from my dog.
Well, you can always take another trip this summer.
There you go. Carrie Lesh, Dr. Carrie Lesh, thanks for letting me interrupt your early Saturday morning and for sharing your knowledge of Basque Country in Spain and Chocolate Primo. Take care, my friend. I look forward to seeing you.
You too. Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye-bye.
This wine, of course, Chocolate Primo, is available at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. Wine Spirits 92. I'll tell you a little more about it after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.